The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend, Saturday morning. There's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Things remain busy, I take it.
Very busy. It's actually, it is just so nice. I kind of am taking the day off today because we have a wedding this afternoon, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. But I'm sure I'll be watching my texts and answering my phones, and I have a couple of my team members covering, showing some houses. So, you know, you can never, in the spring, you can't really expect to take any time off, but you just have to learn how to navigate, right? So it's like, yes. Sure. The wedding's not too far away, and it's later in the day, so we can make it all work.
Keep it to a minimum.
Exactly. I'm really good at balancing, you know, getting everything checked off on the list. And if that means, you know, having to line people up to show houses while I ditch out and go to a wedding, it's good. We'll get it done for sure.
Well, you have to. But I did see on social media you were posting it was – well after sunset, when you were finally leaving the office.
Oh my God.
And it doesn't get dark now until what? After 8 o'clock?
Yeah. It's been a busy week. But, I mean, you know me well enough to know I'm never going to complain about being busy. The busier, the better. And I think one of the huge advantages that I have is that Scott and I work together. So what difference does it make if it's 8:30 at night and we're still sitting in the office, or if it's 8:30 at night and we're sitting on the couch across from each other? We're still talking about work no matter where we are. And, you know, it's fine. If you love what you do, it's not work at all. It's just what we do. It's our lifestyle.
And odds are if you're on the couch, one of you would be falling asleep.
You got that right. And I'll tell you the truth. We never want to watch the same thing on TV. So yeah. Typically, of us is upstairs and the other one is downstairs. So at least if we're at work, we're in the same room together.
There's always a bit of a celebration if we can find a show that we both like at the same time.
We've been watching Survivor, and I don't watch any of that reality television, but one of our friends, do you watch the show or not?
Nope. I have never seen it.
So one of the guys that's on, one of the contestants this year, his name is Q, just the letter Q. Quintavious, but he goes by Q. He's a RE/MAX agent who we've gotten to know from, you know, going to our conferences and our different RE/MAX meetings. So it's really fun to see him. You know, we know him at the professional level as a very successful young agent, really a go-getter, and to watch him out there on Survivor, it has been very interesting. So it's actually made me really want to watch it. So like last night I was like, oh my gosh, I know we're not home in time, but can you, you know, DVR it, because he just tapes it. So we were able to watch it.
Yeah, you can zoom through just to the parts you want to see that way.
Exactly.
There was a young woman from Rochester, I think was on the previous season, John Wade's daughter.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
And she went to high school with my son.
So
I never saw it. I never got to see any of the episodes.
You can still watch it. It's all, because I sometimes, there have been weeks that I haven't recorded it. So then you can go to, I don't remember if it's Amazon Prime, or you can go somewhere. Yep. You can go somewhere and watch it. So that's how I've, you know, honestly watched most of the episodes, because the chances that I'm going to be at home on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock are probably slim to none. But anyway.
So will this person, you know, go back to RE/MAX?
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards, or become a Hollywood star?
No, he's already back to RE/MAX because we saw him in Vegas at the conference R4 in February, and it was fun because he had this big suite, which makes me believe maybe he did well on the show. I don't know. He can't tell you, of course. But he had this big suite, and we had a big watch party, and there were like 50 of us in there watching with him. And I didn't realize, you know, they don't know like what the other people were saying until they watch it right then.
Oh, I suppose.
So then they find out if people love him or hate him. And I hate to tell you, but after the last episode, he's not the most popular guy on the block. But
he's going to get voted off.
But he's very competitive and he keeps getting immunity. And so far they haven't been able to ditch him. But anyway, it's fun. It's fun all to right. watch.
Well, before we started the program, you mentioned that another market report was available.
Yeah, speaking of competitive, our market remains that way. Right now, there are only 226 active listings.
Goodness.
Okay. Yeah, not a lot. There are another 284 that were active but are already pending. And then in the last 6 months, we've had 685 sold, closed. Okay. So 685 in the last 6 months, but even our active and our pending isn't even 600.
And if I can do my math correctly from what you've taught me, we're kind of slipping into more of a seller's market again.
Exactly. That's what happens with the shortage of inventory. And then, of course, I'm sure you follow that this week the Feds announced that there won't be a mortgage hike. Okay, there won't be a rate hike.
But there won't be a rate decrease.
And there won't be a rate decrease yet, but they
not make, yet at least.
Yeah, but they did make us believe that that will be coming, and you know they definitely were trying to, well, at least somebody, the media or whoever, was trying to rev people up and say they're probably going to raise the rates because of the inflation. But that didn't happen, so that's good. So yeah, there's not enough houses for the amount of buyers that we have. There's no doubt about that. So. Between 100 and 300, there are a total of 43 houses. And then between 300 and 600, there's another 100 houses. So that's where the majority of the inventory lays, between 300
sure.
and 600. And then between 600 and 1,000,000, there's about 50 some, and then over 1,000,000, 53, I guess, over 1,000,000, there are a total of 25, which is crazy.
So is there any data concerning the 300 to 600 range or the 300 to 500 range? How many are on the 300? How many are on the 400? How many?
Between 300 and 400, there's 37 out there right now.
Okay.
And between 400 and 500, there are 36, so about the same. And then 627. So it's pretty evenly dispersed between the prices.
I know. It's still very, very few.
Yeah, very few. I mean, 226 total, and that counts the 25 that are over 1,000,000. So let's just say there's 200. For the majority of the buyers, there's a pool of 200 houses, right? I mean, that's what we got. So not a lot. But
so does that mean more multiple offers?
Multiple offers, for sure. And we are seeing, shorter days on the market. Between 0 and 100,000, it's 0 days on the market because there are no listings.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And between 100 and 200, it's 15 days on the market for a median. Between 200 and 300, it's 24 days for a median. 300 and 400, it's 37 days. So, I mean, it's not like going on and flying off, but also a lot of these are still selling with inspections, and a lot of times the days don't get counted until that inspection continues
okay.
to get moved. So they might have entered into contract sooner than what the days actually reflect.
Yep.
But overall, the median for all price ranges is 38 days on the market. So, you know, it's not a crazy long time. And I've been telling people for several months now that if we have your house looking good and priced right, expect around 30 days on the market and then another 30 to 45 days from the time we sell till the time we close. So it could be anywhere between 40 days and 60 days, 65 days. So it's just a nice amount of time to help you get packed and out of there and prepared for the move, in my opinion.
I wouldn't want it to be any faster than that. That'd be crazy.
Right, exactly. So yeah, it's a good thing.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break right here? When we come back, we can talk some more about the market report.
Okay.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results. Back in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9
FM. May apply.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back. I'm Andy Brownell, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results, and we've been talking about the latest market report for southeastern Minnesota, the real estate market. Anything else we could pull out of the data, Robin?
So the one last thing, I guess, the absorption rate or the months of inventory that we have. If I look at that by price point, if you're looking at houses between 100 and 200,000, we literally have 1 month's worth. If you're looking at between 200 and 300, we have 3 weeks worth. If you're looking at between 300 and 400, we have 6 weeks worth. And if you're looking between 400 and 500, we have 2.5 months. So basically 10 weeks worth. So none of those price ranges are sticking around very long.
No.
Between 500 and 600, we have 3.9 months worth of supply. Between 600 and 700, we have 5.4 months supply. And actually, we have this little color coding thing. And so it'll tell you, like, at which price point you talk about, does the market favor the sellers or favor the buyers? In those price points, all of those price points favor the sellers. And between 700 and 800, it's very neutral between sellers and buyers. And we have about 6.5. So, you know, it's less than 6 months, right? So 6.5 months of inventory. And then again, with the 800 to 900, it's only 5.3, and 900 to a million, it's only 4.4. So those still are considered to favor the sellers some over the buyers. Now there's a few price points. Here's one that's between a million and 1.1 million that are, 12 months worth of inventory. So that one.
That's so weird.
Yeah. That one actually favors buyers. That is so weird.
And but then you go higher than that.
Oh, yeah. Then it goes the other way. You're absolutely right. Because this is the price. This is the price point. 1.1 million to 1.2 million has the most inventory. And I think that's because that's where a lot of the new constructions are falling in. There's 18 months worth in that price point. So if that's your price point, you can take a deep breath. And between 1.2 million and 1.3 million, there's about 6 months. And between 1.3 million and 1.4 million, there are 6 months. And 1.4 million and up, there are actually 13 months. But you know what? I listed one for 1.4 million last week, and it lasted 2 days, 1 day. I don't know. We had multiple offers, and it sold for more than – it was 1.476 million, and it sold over that. So –
I wonder what the feature of that house was that made it so attractive.
Location, location, location.
Ah.
I mean, it's a beautiful house, but it was in Weatherhill on a 2-acre lot that has woods behind it. So even though it's 50 years old and a little bit dated, and bathrooms and kitchen would need to be updated, and probably, you know, the EIFS siding and the roof might need to be updated. You know, it looks dated. That's all, right? But I mean, great bones, great house. A lot of work has been done by the sellers to, you know, like clean it up and make it look as new as possible, like redoing the hardwood floors, recarpeting, repainting. So it looks beautiful. And all the work they put into it paid off because they took all my advice and got it ready for the market. So that's, you know, that's amazing. Overall, if you average out all of these, of course, because of everything under, you know, 500 and less, if you average everything out, there's 2 months worth of inventory on the market today. So that is definitely in favor of the sellers.
And if you have a house, from what I gathered, valued at under $400,000, you are really in a seller's market.
Yeah, and you're probably going to get into multiple offers, especially if you have it priced right and it's in good showing condition.
I saw a graphic. And it was talking about number of new homes built per decade, and it went back. I think it went back almost 100 years.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't local. It was nationwide.
Yeah, sure.
And it showed all the way up until this current decade, starting in 2020. It was fairly steady. It was up and down a little bit, but home builders, you know, obviously you had the glitch years where they went way up on the speculative side of it. Yeah. But the drop off for this decade is insane.
Yeah. Isn't
it? It's probably 1/10 of what the normal rate of construction has been.
Trust me, we're feeling it. And so many factors play into that because people ask me, well, why is that? Well, it's not a simple question. I mean, first of all, land has become very, very expensive. So, and, you know, typically your land is only about 25 to 35% of your cost, right? Well, if now all of a sudden you're spending, you're no longer buying a lot for $50,000 or $60,000, you're buying a normal lot for closer to $100,000. And if you want a few acres, we're seeing in the high twos and the high threes. Sure. Fours, you know, just depending on what you have. So there's that initial investment. And then, of course, after COVID and, you know, taking forever to get supplies and supply shortages and prices skyrocketing. And then, of course, we have low labor. You know, there's a lot of trades that really need people working in them. So you put all that together and it just adds up to pretty darn expensive to build. You know, it's pretty darn expensive.
And in defense of the builders, if I had a crew, a skillful crew out there, I'm going to build the big house because my margin is so much better.
Right.
It's not like I'm finding work like it was for a while there. You had some of these people had 5-6 crews out there working and they were building spec homes to keep them busy because they wanted to keep them working.
Not doing that.
Oh, that's, wow.
But I still think, you know, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer at all.
No, it has to turn around.
Yeah, and we are, and I think last week I talked about the fact that all the data shows that we are seeing more building permits being pulled and more people building. And so I think we're going to head in the right direction. I sure hope so. We certainly see land being developed all around us all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
Everywhere you drive, it's like, oh, wow, they're putting in homes over there. Wow. I mean, I love it. It's exciting.
But well, it's one of those things about our economic system. If you build it up demand to a certain level, the market's going to meet it one way or the other.
Correct. And I think that, you know, I've been noticing in the news, I actually have seen a few stories about how on the Today Show I was watching Vicky Nguyen or whatever her name is talking about how most every market across the country, you can rent cheaper than you can buy. And so that's why a lot of people do it. Maybe not because it's their preference, but it's what they can afford, right? Well, I do know that we are one of those exceptions to the rule.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know that it's cheaper to build, but I don't think that it's any more expensive to buy. I mean, I shouldn't say build, but to buy.
Right.
But I don't think it's any more expensive to buy than to rent because we have very expensive rents in the Rochester area. Very expensive rents.
That is for sure. I find that an amazing statistic even nationally, but maybe Minnesota is the anomaly there. Huh.
Yeah, but
I'm happy it is.
Yeah, me too. And but there's always going to be perks of buying over renting, always. And if you're thinking about it, I mean, if you just like some of the really basic stuff is you buy a house and your home value is going to go up, right? It's the bank account that you live in, people. So while you're making that mortgage payment, if you say, okay, now my budget's tight and I don't have money to put my extra $500 or $1,000 or whatever I was putting into my savings account every month. Yeah, I mean, I don't want you to live so tight that you can't save any money, of course. But if you're saving a lot less, don't think of it that way because the extra money that you're paying on your mortgage payment, you are indeed putting that into a savings account, so to speak, because home values are going up, 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 and there's nothing in the future that shows us any differently, okay? And if we look at our prices here in the Midwest and in Minnesota and Rochester and surrounding areas, the numbers have been, you know, pretty darn impressive. And yet we're nothing compared to some of the places on the East Coast and the West Coast where, I mean, it really truly is becoming unaffordable because of the rate that those prices are climbing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like we're rising at a healthy rate where it's still an awesome investment to buy real estate, but still we're able to get in and afford them. I mean, it takes a lot more now. I mean, I read somewhere where to buy a house comfortably, a family needs to earn, I think it was like, good God, $80,000 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of money. So it's not as easy and accessible as it has always been, for sure.
But on the other hand, even in the lower paid positions in this area,
yeah,
the wages have, over the last 5 years, have risen considerably.
Right.
And if you have two family members working, that $80,000 is very, if it's not attainable, it's very close to attainable.
In our area, for sure. I mean, yeah, we live in a pretty affluent area. But, I mean, if you think about that number in some of the outlying areas, it's a lot, right?
Yes. And
it's, I mean, I do feel bad, especially for people who are trying to buy their first home or young families starting out. But geez, I feel even worse when they got to pay $2,400 a month to rent a 3-bedroom place. I mean, it's like, good gosh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I still say that, and our rents are not going down. They keep rising as well.
That's for sure.
Over the last 60 years, now this is median monthly rent in the United States, average rent went from about $300 a month to $1,600 a month.
Oh,
average. So that's not pretty.
No. And on the flip side of that, personally, my son, and of course you helped him buy his first home. There was a comparable sale nearby recently, and I saw how much the close was, and I showed it, and I said,
look at how much
that's
money
the equity you have.
That he made.
That's equity.
Yes.
And he was
Yay.
Like, oh, really? I said, yeah.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And, you know, every single real estate agent is wired a little differently. And I mean, sure, a lot of us practice similarly. But for me, yes, I want someone, when I'm helping someone buy a house, I want them to love the house. But even above that, I want them to be making a rock solid investment, because I build relationships with my clients. And once I work with them and have sold them a house, when it's time to sell that house again, I promise you they're going to call me back. And when they call me back, I really want them to say, well, Robin, how did we do? You know, I was actually at an appointment yesterday. It was so much fun. She bought the house from me probably 12 years ago, and she paid $180, and now we're going to be putting it on the market for
$569.
Oh my gosh. And she's done some painting, and she's done some carpeting. She's you know, followed my advice and maintained the house beautifully, because that's what I can't stress enough, is treat this like your biggest asset, because in most cases, it is people's biggest asset. So if you want your asset to continue to increase in value, take care of it. And I mean, when you see paint starting to peel or chip, just take the time to scrape it and paint it. When you see that something has rotted a little bit, replace that board. Don't wait until, oh my gosh, now I'm feeling, you know, overwhelmed by all the maintenance I need to make to this property. If you just kind of do it as you go, yeah, it's work, but homeownership is work. There's no doubt about it. So,
but it's an investment, so it's worth it.
It's an investment, and it's worth it. You got it.
All right.
100%.
We have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Boy, Robin, time flies. We only have a few minutes. I'm with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And so the market report to me shows, despite interest rates remaining, they're right around 7%.
Right.
And the lack of inventory, we're seeing the seller market reemerging. I guess it's always been there, but a strengthening seller's market. So that means if you have an inkling you're going to sell, right now is the time to actually think about it, right?
Oh, my gosh. You don't know how much I would welcome a phone call from somebody saying, Robin, I want to put my house on the market because inventory is amazing and I love it and I want more of it. So yes, if you have something to sell, please call me because I promise you I will help you market it in the absolute best light that we can. I'll give you advice on what you should or should not do to get it ready, to get top dollar and help you get that thing out there and sold and move on to your next venture. So yes, if you're listening to this show today and you think, oh man, maybe I should just have Robin come over and tell me what I could get for my house in case I do want to sell it and make that move to the townhome or make that move to the lake home or make that move to a bigger house or whatever it is, please let me do that. There's no obligation. There's no charge. I just come in and we talk and we put a plan together. So would love to help.
Have a plan. What I enjoy about that is because I don't know, you know, what
you
I should
know
do.
More than most because
I know, but you could come in and you could say, you know, I think, oh, I have to get this done. You might say, yeah. Nah, don't worry about that part of
yep.
it.
Yep. So the gal
saved me some money that way too.
She wanted to do a lot of things that I told her were absolutely unnecessary. So she was like, oh my gosh, thank you. She goes, well, I just thought it would make it more sellable. I go, all right, it's already super sellable. And all you're going to do now is start taking away from your profits because you're probably going to sell it at the max value regardless. So if you spend a couple thousand on this project and a couple thousand on that project, you're just taking away from your profit and you're not going to sell it for any more. And I don't think you can sell it much quicker. I mean, I don't think you need to sell it any quicker. So,
yep.
Yeah,
that is unbelievably valuable advice, that kind of advice.
Well, thank you.
To get a hold of it. So, what is that phone number if I want that unbelievably valuable advice?
All right. Please call me on my cell phone at any time. It's like an extension to my hand, always with me. And if I'm not talking to somebody else, I promise you I'm going to answer your call. And if I miss your call, I promise you I'm going to call you back. So that
just
number.
Because you'll be at a wedding.
Yeah, I just mean anytime. I am super, super attentive to that telephone, and I answer it when it rings, by golly. So, but my phone number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, you have a great weekend. Enjoy the wedding today, and we'll connect again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. It's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.